keeping it real. Real's how we keep it. Get ready for Eddie. Sit back and peep it.
Greetings of peace. Have you seen those really big, nice billboards? It says, what does it say? Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, walaikum
salam. Hey, how you doing, my friend?
That's what it need to say on it. But it says, hey, ISIS, you suck.
And
from you, actual Muslims,
and you're the person. Your
we are the actual Muslim, and you are actual Muslim as well.
So tell us about this billboard you got out there. It actually caught some attention of local media, and people are talking about it.
Well, in last 1 month, it has been on 200-300 media, mm-hmm. In Chicago, in Phoenix, in St. Louis, in Miami. And CBS News covered me on their national news. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the challenge at Sound Vision, we have a strategic communication center. We think of what is the problem and how do we handle it? So a question came into being is that, people say that why Muslims don't condemn terrorism? Hey, we do it so many times, it has become a sixth pillar of Islam to condemn terrorism five times a day, and nobody is listening. Neither terrorists are listening, nor neighbors. So we thought, what could be the good way of doing it? So some young people thought about this idea in Chicago. They approached it. I say, hey, that's a great idea. And that billboard talks in the language which people understand. And that's why media is covering it. And now our goal is to take it to Times Square, where 9/11 took place, where whole world media is based, to make a point to deal with the issue for once and for all that Muslims are number one victims of terrorism. We hate it the most, much more than you do. We condemn it all the time. Are you listening?
I'm listening loud and clear. I like what you said. You said that because people who know the five pillars of Islam, one is obviously testifying that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth, dedicating your life to establish a relationship with the one who created you, praying five times a day. But then you said something that we're condemning terrorism more than five.
Exactly.
More than we're praying.
Condemning terrorism has become a sixth pillar of Islam.
Yeah,
we have to do it all the time, and still no one is listening.
Yeah, no one is listening. But
that's where media comes into being, and that's where you being on air, Brother Abu Hamza, is great.
Someone, you always have haters for everything. I mean, Muslims are out there doing some great things, and anybody who really looks into Islam sees that Islam has nothing to do with many of these vicious, violent acts. But, you have the haters. Some people are like, why isn't this in Arabic in Raqqa, in Iraq somewhere where they are at?
Oh, I'll give that hater $2,000. Go put it up there. I think they are the same people as ISIS. I mean, they are both hate mongers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, their color of skin may be different, but both are the same. But they hate humanity. Mm-hmm. But, Muslims need to take conversation forward. It's our responsibility as a responsible Muslims, as an excellent citizen, to start a conversation in this country that terrorism and war is a connected phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Both are connected. Actually, there is a class fellow of mine, Robert Pape, at the University of Chicago. He has been funded by Pentagon. He has complete database of all cases of suicide bombing. And he says, when drone attacks go up, suicide bombing goes up. When American troops go up in any country, suicide bombing goes up. So what he says is the terrorism and war are a connected phenomena. There was no suicide bombing in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, anywhere. When did it start? When bombing started. So you see, we can condemn terrorism all day long, make it a sixth pillar of Islam or seventh, eighth or ninth and the tenth. Unless our neighbor realize what is the contribution of war and drones and torture in creating terrorist after terrorist after terrorist, this thing not going to go away. Today it will be named ISIS, tomorrow it will be some other name, and day before yesterday it was Al-Qaeda. So we have a responsibility to be a good Muslim. And a good Muslim means that we are a good neighbor, so we can have connection and communication with our neighbors. At the same time, we are able to be a good citizen, pointing out that how our country is hurting.
That's a very important point. You mentioned this academic, Robert Pape.
Robert Pape.
Yeah, he says that Islam has nothing, little to nothing to do with these terrorist
not
attacks.
Not only he says that, but he also says even Buddhism has nothing to do with terrorist attack, with terrorism. And he says Hindus in Sri Lanka are the first in the modern time who's used suicide bombing against Buddhists. So Hindus against Buddhists. But he says it has nothing to do with Buddhism or Hinduism. It is with the sense of occupation or perception of occupation, real or imagined. In the case of Iraq, Afghanistan, of course, it's a real occupation. And in the case of Pakistan, it's a perception because they are coming 40,000 feet high. You bomb people. I mean, I pick, you know, in Chicago now, the gardens are gone down, but I love okra. Every time I enter my home, I go to garden first. I pick fresh okra and take it home. And my wife knows how to cook it better than me. And she fries it up and we eat it. A girl in Pakistan was in the garden picking okra. When drone came and killed her grandmother, parents, and 30 other children, she got injured also. I mean, daily life, and it affected. They have this anger. How they will going to express that anger towards the United States, because United States is 40,000 feet high or it's 10,000 miles away. These are the people who turn into terrorists. Not all of them. But some of them do. So bombing and killing them will continue the cycle. So the thing is, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, none of those countries have suicide bombing before American occupation and bombing. So as a citizen, we need to be confident that speaking the truth is a duty as an American citizen, as well as a duty as a Muslim. If Muslims are not going to help with neighbors talking on these issues, who else will? When it comes to ISIS, we condemn ISIS. Not only we condemn ISIS, anytime, you know, that Orlando guy who bombed and all that, his masjid people informed FBI a year before that the guy is going nuts. FBI didn't do anything about it because they were probably looking at some laws that, well, he's talking about it, not doing anything. But probably I hope they had kept an eye on it, on this guy. So Muslims are against terrorism because we are the number one victim of war, as well as war of terror, as well as terrorism itself.
So what you're saying is, I mean, these groups didn't exist. You don't have an Islamic history, suicide bombing, the academic terrorist experts said these are politically motivated. So is this the root cause? Many people, there are many academics, many people talking about it, but it doesn't, that we need to go to the root cause. And this seems to be it, that the war machine is making all these terrorists, these, and creating this boogeyman. And, you know, like you're saying, people are sitting in their, you know, small little farm or up in at a wedding, relaxing with family, reunion. Next thing you know, a bomb kills 50 to 100 innocent men, women, and children.
And the whole 2-3 generation are lost. You see, I'm not saying that, Eddie. I'm not a scholar of terrorism or war.
But he is. Dr. Pape is. Well, how come they don't bring him on? You don't see him on some of these Fox News channels.
Well, now this is where I say that the media irresponsibility comes in. The guy cannot be more authentic because he is funded by Pentagon itself. Mm-hmm. And he keep doing this research and he has done amazing thing. His research is available online.
Yeah.
You can go and search. He has the complete database of 100% of all suicide bombing in last 20, 30 years. Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever you want to call them. And he, based on that research, says the suicide bombing and terrorism is a political thing.
Political, that's what he says.
It has nothing to do with any religion whatsoever.
Nothing to do with Islam. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with more with the founder of Sound Vision, Abdul Malik Mujahid. We'll be right back.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show. Now, that's interesting. You also helped produce this wonderful flyer. You know, that's ironic because people, the haters who will be out there, and we talked about this before, it's like a $200+ million a year annually. It's a big business bashing Islam. You have the Islamophobia machine.
At least $200 million, because that is reported to IRS. by 34 organizations. There are more organizations, and it doesn't include the hate media like Fox. Yeah. All they do is create hate.
Yeah, but when you look at, for instance, I mean, you have the Supreme Court, you have Harvard University honoring the Quran. People who talk about Islam being unjust and the Quran doing X, Y, and Z of injustice, but Harvard University honoring chapter 4 of the Quran as one of the highest expressions of justice. You also have here the Supreme Court, and tell us about this, you know, honoring Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and you guys made a flyer about this. Can you tell us what this consists of?
I mean, it is very important to realize sense of fairness in America. I mean, Muslims were not in any powerful position to force Harvard to put a prime example of justice to be found in Quran.
Yeah.
In which God commands you to be just, even if it goes against you individually or against your own people. Similarly, in 1934, Supreme Court of the United States, if you go to Supreme Court, I went there and I saw myself. If you see myself as sitting like a judges are sitting in the Supreme Court,
yeah.
On the right-hand side, the second, Moses first, the second comes Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as one of the greatest lawgivers of the world. And here are people jumping up and down against Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So hate mongers are not part of the America. They mm-hmm. are hate mongers. They're just like KKK in the Christianity. And now this some Zionists, some Christian missionaries active jumping up and down on Islam as Islamophobes, creating a hate against Muslims, saying that we are the warmonger. We are number one victims of war. More than 2 million Muslims have been murdered and killed in last 10 years, according to two research. And one of that research is a Nobel Peace Laureate organization called Physicians for Social Responsibility, based in Washington, D.C. They say just in two countries, Afghanistan and Iraq, last 10 years, 2 million people have been killed. Who killed them? War. Terrorism kills about 5-10% of those people. Rest of them are killed by war. So war and terror is connected phenomena. An additional thing is hate, because terrorists cannot kill other people unless they generate hate. Similarly, war cannot kill people unless they generate hate. That's why demonization of Islam, hate towards Islam. So this machine of Islamophobia actually is a machine of war.
Yeah.
They create hate, other people bomb and murder.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole cycle of war, terrorism, and hate must be broken down.
This is powerful. It says, Prophet Muhammad, last and final messenger sent to mankind, honored by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is like the highest court of the land. Honor. I mean, these are the minds, the masterminds, you know, some of the highest people of authority. They wouldn't have let this pass. This is really profound.
This is, but it is important to
many
realize.
Americans, they can't even fathom this, or even the haters, they don't even know about this.
What they did was, they were building a new building for the Supreme Court, in which Supreme Court sits now.
It took
place in the 30s, last century. And they decided to honor 18 greatest lawgivers of all times.
Mm-hmm.
And that include 2-3 prophets, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and is one of those.
Wow. Tell us, what about, we have here many, again, reporters who talk about, you know, the exaggerated threat also. We know that Islam, I mean, these radical groups have nothing to do with Islam. You know, you made the interesting point about this becoming, you know, another pillar of Islam, condemning terrorism back and forth. But Muslims are actually suffering the worst from many of these groups. But what about this? This reporter talks about why do they have to manufacture its own plots if terrorism and ISIS are such a grave threat? Meaning these entrapments that go on, tricking Muslims. You know, you got these people who have mental disorders, and then they get pulled into some kind of plot that's mastermind. Have you heard of these events that are going on? Also, the manufactured terrorism.
Well, there is a history of hyperactivism by security establishment. It has happened in the area of drugs. We have the largest number of people sitting in prison system because three strikes and you're out phenomena. Same technique of war on terrorism, war on drug is now being applied to war on terrorism. Now, we are against drugs and we are against terrorism, but how do you deal with that phenomena is something in which wiser people need to think about. For example, in the 60s and the 70s and early 80s, largest number of terrorist attack on the United States, according to FBI statistics, were coming from Latin America. Mm-hmm. Latin Americans are not Muslim. They are mostly Catholics. Mm. Mostly, how come that doesn't happen now? Latinos from Latin America are not coming and hijacking our planes. They did that in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
What is the difference? At that time, we were sitting on their neck. We were militarily occupying or directing or assisting dictators and paying all the torturers in Latin America, so they hated us. Now, still they don't love, but they are not actually committing a terrorism in this land. So occupation and war is connected with terrorism phenomena. Now, in that environment, there are some genuine terrorists. In America, we have the case of Orlando guy who's on the record, and the mosque people informed that this guy is a bad guy. There was a guy in Chicago. You mentioned low IQ person. He publicly used to talk in a mosque about that he wants to do this. And everybody say, are you crazy? You're not supposed to do that. This is not nice. Then imam sat down with him and teachers sat down with him. He was not listening to anybody. So for 2 years, the guy is going around and publicly talking about all of those things. And finally, FBI entrapped him. So was that guy bad? Was that guy good? No, guy was low IQ. He needed mental services. He needed some professional guidance. Unfortunately, nobody provided until FBI got him. But then there are other poor people who have nothing to eat in Florida, and FBI agent is feeding them and talking with them and providing them all the material and everything. Say, hey, you want to do this thing on Bin Laden's, take an oath to be his soldiers and all that. The guys are poor. They want to eat something. Oh, sure. Now, here they are. We, found a terrorism case. Those guys were mix of Christianity and some Bible reading people who didn't know what their religion they're cooking up with.
Yeah, manufactured. A lot of that stuff is fixed up. We're condemning all of the madness, craziness. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more here on The Dean Show.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show, tell us, pictures painted of a young lady. I don't know if she's going to school, where she's headed. She's minding her business, God-fearing sister, and she ends up getting tackled by several police officers.
A Chicago Muslim woman was running to catch her train. The next, she was tackled by Chicago police.
Shows her in baseball cap and hijab, overtaken by five Chicago police officers.
They threw me to the stairs and grabbed my bags. They kick me, hit me, take off my hijab.
It happened at the Loop State and Lake Station. Almatar says police also grabbed her backpack, which was filled with food to end her Ramadan fast, never telling her why.
I mean, they asked me why I put my food inside bag, why I'm Muslim, why I'm fasting. Why I'm wearing this clothes? Why I cover my body?
Were you afraid?
I'm close to die, actually.
She thought they might be thieves until they arrested her. Almatar was charged with reckless conduct and resisting arrest. Today, a Cook County judge found her not guilty. Her attorneys say the police are guilty of profiling and violating her rights, perhaps in the name of vigilance.
You were there at her hearing?
She was strip searched, videographed, and at the same time, men were allowed to see her naked. This is the ultimate horror you can do to a Muslim woman.
Can you tell us about her name, what's going on with that, and paint the right picture? How did this all happen? Very sad.
Well, I spent the whole day in the whole trial. It was a day-long trial.
Back up before that. What actually, before it came, many people don't know the story. Yeah, tell us the story.
Not this Ramadan, before last Ramadan.
Yeah.
Here was a sister in downtown. She covers her face because that's how she believes in her religion. And our country gives freedom of religion to people. So whatever they understand. So she understands her religion to be cover her face. And she's 30-year-old, very tiny me. I mean, less than 5 feet high and very, very weak person. 5 officers on a train station attacked her from the behind and threw it on the ground and kicked her, arrested her, took to the, and she was fasting, and took her to the police station where she was stripped naked and photographs were taken, and women were doing that, but then they invited men to watch her also. And she afraid that those photographs were shared as well. And then finally they released her on her own because there was nothing on her except they charged her with resisting arrest. How in the world, so this was last Ramadan. So she was powerful enough. She went to here and there. She called care. Nobody responded to her. She called. Finally, some Latino friends who were not Muslims, they understand what type of harm is done. That's where solidarity of human beings comes in. And one of the Latino activists who knew that I support their movement and march with them multiple times, they informed me that, Malik, hey, nobody is supporting among Muslims. What is going on? I said, I didn't know. So I showed up. So there were some good attorney. They fought her case. They say, how in the world somebody can resist arrest, but 5 of you, each one of you have higher weight than she herself, twice as high in weight, and you attack from the behind. And she had no idea you're a robber trying to snatch her bag or what. And so she got released, acquitted of all criminal charges of resisting arrest. Is a joke, you know. Everybody's stick with this resisting arrest thing by the police, especially when they are wrong. Now it's a civil right case, which is going to take a couple of years before it goes to anywhere. But these type of things happen in our society. I remember that African-American girl from Chicago who went to Texas, who has who failed to put indicator to turn on the right lane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many times you have done, Brother Eddie, that thing? And yesterday my wife says, hey, put the indicator on. So she was thrown in the prison just because not have an indicator. And after 3 days or 2 days, she was found dead.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. A black lady in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So these things, police access is a real problem. Whether it's towards Muslims, towards poor people, towards homeless white folks, towards black people, towards Latinos, we need to be, you know, realizing that where we call if we are attacked, we'll call police, right? But police need to be responsible. Most police is responsible. But there is no proper mechanism of handling police which is irresponsible. And that's what is causing the problem. So that sister, who is a foreign student from Saudi Arabia, who was studying here, was attacked in the month of Ramadan with no cause whatsoever. She's now acquitted of all charges. She became penniless fighting for herself. Finally, some public defender turned out to be good public defender who fought her case and got her. So thanks God our Texas sometime through public defender do work.
Yeah, that's a great example because you have a lot of police officers who do a lot of great work. But then you have, you know, some. And people end up not stepping up and taking care of these bad apples, and things get out of control.
And when the good cops speak up, like in New York, 28 of them, they were all demonized and dismissed because they spoke up that what is going on in New York Police Department. Mm-hmm. Because New York Police Department is so horrible. People walking on the street, they will stop them, especially the minorities, the Muslims and the black. They ask them to drop your pants. Drop your pant to mean that you completely are naked down there. If you don't do that,
mm-hmm.
you're not obeying the order and resisting arrest and you'll be detained. Simply on the street, you'll be asked to drop your pants.
Madness. Wow.
Well, our country is a great country, but it got a lot of lousy stuff going on. And that's why it is important for Muslims to work with their neighbors to make our country better. Improved, better civil rights, better human rights, and that's why it is important to not be alone, but work with everybody who is being wronged to improve the situation and the system and the process.
Before we conclude, I want to talk just briefly about, you have another pamphlet talks about what would the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, because there's so much evidence upon evidence, because if you accept that he was the final messenger, then you obviously accept the Quran and the message of the Quran, of purpose, of connection with the Creator, you know, all of the wonderful things that are there. But he prophesied about, he warned about going to extremes. He prophesied about such extreme groups coming. I always point this out as another evidence that he prophesied. He said that beware of such and such groups and describing them, and we're seeing these things come today. So tell us briefly, what's this? You have another one. What would Prophet Muhammad think of this such group?
Because ISIS does things. I mean, ISIS is a reaction to terrorism. Just imagine right now, two cities, Aleppo, Russian and Assad's are bombing, and then Mosul, Americans or Iraqis are bombing. These are civilians, hundreds and thousands of civilians. Some of them will become angry and they're going to join ISIS, and ISIS will continue to thrive. But ISIS methodology, what they are doing, while they are resisting and all that, at the same time, they're violating each and every teaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He liberated slaves. These people enslaved people.
Yeah, you have a list here.
Right, I have a whole list of things. And you
comparison
can...
comparison right here.
Exactly. Prophet says this, ISIS does this. Prophet says this, ISIS. Prophet says don't burn anything, ISIS burns people to death. Prophet says that the respect the people of other faith, they destroy the people of other faith. So each and everything Prophet has stood for, the people go against
opposite.
That.
Opposite, yeah. All right, we're about out of time.
Out of time?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you one more hour.
I really enjoyed talking with you. Tell us, for people that are out there and they're tuning in, you know, and you know, many people fall victim to this false boogeyman that's been created, this fear and hysteria. And people are fearing the Muslims. They're fearing Islam, and they tuned in. And what would you tell people, our friends who are out there listening?
I would say that connect with a Muslim, and you will see a human being just like you, struggle just like you. And when it comes to faith, there is more in common than uncommon, because God is the one who sent all the prophets down here. But their job of the prophets was peace and justice. Peace and justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, God says in the Quran. Peace and justice. And people of different faith need to connect in this common struggle for peace and justice in our homes, around our neighborhoods, as well as in the world.
Where can people find you, get in touch with you, visit you?
Oh, people can go soundvision.com, soundvision.com, one word, or type actualmuslim.com and you will land there.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, brother.
And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time every week here on The Dean Show. Follow us on the Twitter. Like us on the Facebook. Keep up with us. Subscribe if you haven't already. And we'll see you next time. And until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.